Back in the days, they would kick his ass when he when he did the first frog thing. Yeah. he would get a knee on his face.
Welcome to another episode of the Concrete Message Podcast. We have Izzy the Hitman once again with us. Coming live from Los Angeles, Amsterdam to LA. What's going on, Izzy?
I'm fine, bro. How are you?
I'm good, man. Excited to have you. Excited to hear what you have to say. And Pee-wee, what's going on, bro? You're not going to talk or what?
No, I'm sipping on my water.
Oh, there's some tension going on between these two guys, as always. I honestly wish that I could have recorded yesterday because, man, it was like a war zone in this place, but... You know what? It's all good banter, and I'm sure Izzy got a lot of love for you. So, but yeah. Anyways, Izzy, how was the flight?
A lot of love for my shoes.
I do love Pee Wee, but I'm just being honest, and honesty hurts.
Yeah.
You say, right.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No. I don't think. Yeah, I don't That's think
he. I didn't sleep. I woke up the last 3-4 hours. Every hour I woke up and I was like.
Shoot. I understand because I was like, really harsh. I think.
Yeah.
But I think. Is the fastest way to say whatever you think, because you can say it in a couple of ways, like not direct with
passive aggressive.
Yeah. But my way is just aggressive, and then
yeah, just like you're playing though, right? You're
very
aggressive when you play.
Yeah. No, I always try to score.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I say something, I'll try to score again.
No, he tried to score yesterday on me, and during Naka.
Yeah. And I did it all.
You guys played yesterday?
No, with his words.
Oh, I was like, wait, this guy said he couldn't play. Is he lying now?
Or no, we were in the alleys of downtown LA, one on one. You know, no cameras, no.
Dang. Going real street.
I just gave Pee Wee all the truth.
Yeah.
And I hope he will do something with it.
Yeah.
I hope he will work with it because normally I ask money for it. So.
Yeah.
there's free advice.
There's a cost to talk to me.
It was free consulting.
That's so funny, man. How's everything, man? What's anything new as far as you being in Amsterdam, new team, anything like that?
No.
Anything you want to share?
It's the same thing last time I was here. I got suspended for 6 months.
Why?
I got a red card.
You got a red card.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the last time.
Yeah.
It was 6 months, and then I went to Suriname, in South America, for 5 weeks. So I didn't play a lot for my team this year.
Mm.
And now I got injured again.
Yeah.
My leg with the.
How convenient! Right before.
Piece of
we're gonna play.
Glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to play against these tough guys here in LA. So
yeah.
I thought, let me.
Why did you get a red card? What did you do? What did the hitman do? To get a red card.
No.
Because you're like, when I look at you, I just see like an innocent, innocent guy. And then I hear you just rip Pee Wee apart. And I'm like, I don't think so anymore.
No.
What did you?
It was my first red card in 15 years of futsal.
It's lying.
No, serious. And 2 weeks ago, I got my second red card. But that was two times yellow. So that doesn't,
doesn't really count.
No, that doesn't count. But it was my first ever red card. Like a direct, I was playing and I just scored a goal, I think, or scored two goals, I don't know. And then I came into a little fight with a guy, small little young guy, and he pulled my hair. And I think that's...
Yeah, don't touch the hair.
No,
yeah.
that's way too disrespect. So we just bumped into each other, and then the referee said I gave him a headbutt, but I didn't do that because that's not my style.
Yeah,
it's a hitman. That's not
I won't do that.
I just kicked the guy when he wasn't looking.
No, I did. I didn't do anything. I tell you, I showed him a little. I was a little aggressive, but I didn't do anything.
Mm.
But the referee, he wrote down that I gave him a headbutt, so they gave me 6 or 7 months.
Wow.
So that was a long time. Yeah.
It's good vacation though.
Yeah, it was a good vacation. 6 months, and then I came back and I played 2 games, and then I went away again for 5 weeks, so I didn't play a lot. And now again with the injury and the last week with the red card, so the club is not happy this year.
you're on a roll, man.
Yeah, it's not my season.
No, it's not.
No, yeah. You got went to Barcelona, no?
Yeah, I was last week. Last week before I came to LA, I was in Barcelona with the new shoe that Nike is promoting, the Phantom, I think. I don't know the name.
Is it the red one?
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah, that's the Phantom.
Phantom?
No, it's not the Phantom.
That's not the Phantom.
No, it's I think it was it's like a Tiempo. It doesn't have a sleeve, right?
It's a crazy ugly shoe.
Yeah.
I like the Gatos that I just bought from PB right now.
PB just came up, man. Yeah. Supreme. You were doing some Puma stuff though, right?
Yeah, I did something for Puma too. Derek, there's one guy of Puma. He's a nice guy, and he asked me to do something for Puma, so yeah. I did. He used to work with Nike, so I know him from there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and why not? Because I don't have a contract with Nike, so I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, of course. You're a free agent.
Yeah, I'm free agent.
Whoever pays the most, you're gonna do it. Yeah. Let's talk about I know you weren't at the meeting, but kind of the thing that's going on with the World Street, the global, right? Is that what we'd say?
Yeah, like I guess like the meeting, like we had a meeting and whatnot. But like besides that,
You weren't at the meeting, but like
no, but like know. Besides that meeting, like
I don't like meetings, you know.
yeah. Ori showed up like
five minutes before the meetings.
No, not even. Sorry, Ori. He showed up what 30-40 minutes late. Uh-huh. He stayed for a bit, said a couple of words. He
yeah.
I was like peace.
No, I think those meetings are useless.
Why? What's your reasoning behind that?
I don't know the story or the idea behind the meetings, but I think if you want to do something, just do it.
Mm. Oh, you're totally Nike.
Yeah,
man.
Just do it.
He's a Nike.
all those meetings and all those talks, you know, just find a sponsor and do whatever you want to do, and you don't need the opinion of 15 street soccer players, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit, but
yeah, no,
that's why I didn't come. I didn't even know, but even if I knew, I wouldn't come. So.
No, he didn't know. He didn't know because I told him, "Yo, you're going to a meeting? Like, what meeting?" I'm like, "I'm flying to Amsterdam for a meeting." Just like,
I mean, they already knew he wasn't going, so like, we're not gonna even tell him.
No, Edward,
he won't be there.
Edward knows. I won't come. I don't have time, even if I have all the time of the world. No, I don't like meetings.
No. So what do you think as far as the way that the street soccer futsal culture is going? I say futsal because I think everyone kind of gets those like, you know, mixed up. But where do you think it's going right now? Because we talked, what was it, 6 months ago? How long ago were you here?
I don't know. 6 months?
About six months
no,
ago?
No, I think longer.
Longer?
No.
I was suspended.
Yeah.
At the moment I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure. So maybe let's say six months.
Yeah, it was 6 months, yeah.
And we kind of talked, I think we talked a little bit about the movement. Where do you, go ahead, people. What were you going to say?
No, I was just scratching my nose.
Okay. Where do you think the movement is going, like, from like a progression, kind of, if you can hit on, because you were hitting on a lot of good stuff yesterday. That's why I wish I would have recorded it.
Yeah.
But
that's exclusive.
That's exclusive. If you pay $10, you'll get. I'm just kidding.
No, the thing is, I don't know what the movement is because I didn't see anything. Last night I was talking to Pee Wee because I saw that he lost the tournament again, so that's why I went hard on him because I think if you represent a street soccer thing, you gotta put your money where your mouth is, you know.
Yeah.
People gotta be scared if your team is on the list. Like, oh, I don't want to play against Bola or Chiki. Or so that's why I went hard on Pee Wee because I think he's a, how do you say that in Holland? We say verlengstuk.
Is that it?
Verlengstuk. They say like when I'm in LA, people see me with Pee Wee, so automatically they think that he represent me here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you represent me in LA, you gotta win.
Oh,
like an extension of my name, you know. So I think it's a bad thing that he's losing from five brothers in LA. You know, all those things. And I think it's a bad thing because also Street Kings is in association with Bola and with James. So I think if we put our name with them, it's not something small, you know.
Yeah.
Because we as a Street Kings team, we represent winners and street soccer on the highest level. And I think if you wanna walk with the brand,
you need to be winning.
Yeah, you gotta be winning.
Yeah.
Because you're putting it down.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I'm by the way, I'm neutral in this, so Pee-wee, don't get pissed at me, Izzy. I'm neutral, but I understand where you're coming from on this, and I think you're right. You know, the moves, all that stuff is great. It's I mean, for me personally, to watch and to see is like, dude, that's dope, right?
Yeah.
But kind of like what you said is, if you're doing 100 akas but you're losing, like, what's the
yeah.
Like, what's the method to that, you know?
Yeah, because I heard a word a lot yesterday, like, yeah, we're just having fun. But, okay, I understand.
Pee-wee, come on. Get in on this, man. No, but back yourself up, man.
I don't know what I need to say.
No, but it's not only Pee-wee. I hear it a lot in the States. Sure. Yeah, we're just having fun. Okay, but you know how much fun it is when you're winning?
Yeah.
You know how much fun it is when you're playing a pickup game and you're playing a whole hour? Without losing, I think that's more fun than play one game and do a lot of akas and lose. So I think they lost the idea of street soccer. I think they think street soccer is a little bit freestyle, because if you do a lot of tricks without playing real football, that's freestyle. So
yeah. How is it different here than it is in Amsterdam?
In Amsterdam, they all play to win. And like James said yesterday, it's a highlight. I think if you watch a game of us, you will probably see one akka or one pana in the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because everyone wants to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we do something, it would be great, you know. If we have the opportunity to do a trick, we do a trick. But if the game doesn't let you do a trick, we just pass the ball and try to win.
Yeah. I think what you're saying, it does make sense, because the tricks and all that, it is a highlight.
Yeah.
But your victory and the championship and the trophy, it'll last longer.
Of course.
But I also, in Pee-wee's defense, like, it is dope to see, like, people doing some sick. Like, I like seeing people get megged.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like, when you megged me and Mike, like, that was dope, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
But we won the game too, right?
I don't think you won that game, actually.
No?
I think we
no.
got him off yeah, a few
you
times.
You got him off.
It was me, times. Andre, and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I lost that game.
Yeah, because he started nailing it at us.
Yeah.
Because Gio poking. Was just in the back.
Yeah. And it was me and Andre.
Oh, yeah, the goalie, right?
Yeah.
But we won a lot of games that day. I think the game that we lost, we played with Haley, a girl in the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't forget that. That's a big detail, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't say it. You said it. Coming from the mouth of...
No, I think you got to win.
Yeah.
And of course, football is one of the most beautiful sports, because you never know in the beginning who's going to win. You know, even Real Madrid loses from a team that's on the...
That's true.
So that's why football is nice. But I think the intention needs to be winning and not say, oh, we're just having fun.
I agree with you, yeah.
We're just having fun.
Yeah. No, but that's an American mindset.
Yeah,
just now, having now fun. It is, you know?
Yeah.
And we were talking about that, Pee-wee, you know, even like AYSO, everyone gets a trophy. Or, you know, like even at higher levels, it's like everyone gets this. It's like, yeah, but... Where's the competition? Where's the...
Well, you've been to Hawthorne, how those kids play.
Yeah.
They play to win. They go at each other, like...
Yeah, but that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, no, but...
But not in all areas would you get that.
That's what I'm trying to... I'm going to go to.
Right.
In the hoods, you play like that because it's survival.
Mm-hmm.
Over here in Beverly Hills, AYSO and all those, they give you a prize just for showing up.
Yeah.
And you could be like 40, 50 kilos overweight and stuff and... You showed up, here's your price.
Dang,
you
got kilos in there, man. What do you think? What's your mind on right now?
I'm talking like to Izzy, you know?
Oh, okay.
I didn't understand, so.
Okay. this is that...
I think if you're talking about like little kids, I can understand that you're saying that it's about fun, because when I started to play, it was also fun. But when you get a certain age...
What would be that age, you say?
I'll think around 16, 17 years. When you play like serious tournaments, when you play like tournaments that Pee-wee said, you can win $10,000. You know how much fun it is when you have 10 grand in your pocket? You know, you don't play those tournaments just to have fun. because if you just want to have fun, you stay in the neighborhood and you play against your friends.
Yeah.
But if you're signing into tournaments with $10,000 or I don't know, $1,000, it's okay, it's having fun, but the whole idea behind playing football is to have fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're having fun anyway.
So at what point do you think implementing the AKAs and the everything else, like at what point should that be?
It's a tool.
I think it's a tool. I think if you find no other way to beat your defender, you got the AKA. Or if you find yourself in a situation that you can't pass the ball, or if you're 5-0 up front and you just wanna showcase everything you got, you can do it. But I think and what I feel when I'm playing is that when you're losing a game or when you're playing a tough game, I think that's the last thing comes up in my mind to do, because I just want to win.
Yeah. This brings up an interesting point to me is you, Edward, I mean, you guys created these tricks,
mm-hmm.
right? But it seems like people have taken that and kind of used it in a bad way. In the sense of like, not bad way, but like I've overused it. So like said, oh, I'm just going to do the tricks because I learned it from Izzy and that's all I'm going to do. When you're in your mindset, like, no, I'm going to win.
Yeah. No, but that's why why do you think we are winning all these tournaments? Because we're playing against kids that have 2 million and 1 million followers on Instagram because of all those tricks, but they don't know the idea behind the trick. You know, they don't know the story. They don't know why and when it created. So, and when we play against those kids, the kids are just trying to nutmeg us or pun us, but we didn't come to play. We just came to win. And so if I can score 7 goals, I will score 7 goals. You can do all the AKAs, but I'm the one who's winning.
I think that's a really good point, because in that meeting, like, we discussed 1v1s and 3v3s.
And also the 1v1.
Yeah.
When we used to play 1v1, the original Nike Panenkaut 1v1, that's the first ever Panenkaut 1v1, it was scoring because the goals count too. And if you pana someone and kept the ball, then you're winning. But that was just a highlight, I think, in the whole tournament.
I'm not going to mention names, but from Rotterdam, they were saying that they were told just to pana. And then that the Amsterdam guys were just going for the goal. Yeah. I'm like, so.
But you know
you need to win, right?
You know the thing is, the name is street soccer, right? But it's still soccer. And soccer is all about scoring, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't understand why people think that if you give a pana, it's...
I think it's getting lost in translation as far as what needs to be done.
No, but you're playing soccer.
Yeah,
and exactly. The soccer rules are basic. The only thing that's different is you're playing with less people on the field.
Yeah.
But you're playing 4 against 4, 2 against 2, 1. But it's still soccer. And in soccer, you win if you score.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing, right?
Yeah.
So if I score a lot of goals... The striker, right, Mandzukic, he scores 30 goals a year, but he's a striker, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be giving AKAs but he's a top striker,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But you got Neymar, right? He's a top striker too, and he's good, right? But he does the AKAs, and so that's the difference. But they play the same basic football, but the one plays it like that, and Neymar got the little funky flexing things, and but they're playing. You cannot say to Neymar, yeah, just give AKAs, and he would never get a contract.
Yeah, but it does help. I mean, I used to like watching Neymar when he was at Santos, man,
of course,
because he was doing all this stuff, but he was also, you know, he's also scoring
productive,
as well. Yeah, absolutely.
No, and I think that's one of the main arguments. Like, we spent hours talking about it in Amsterdam. We're like, because that's one of the things that Ori had to say about the 1v1s.
Yeah.
Is that, like, if you're just going to put the ball through the legs and it's over, and then call it something else, don't call it panakeo.
Yeah.
There's like, and there was a whole argument there. But, like, a lot of people were saying that now the level's gone so high that it's like almost impossible to pana somebody retrieving the ball. So that was That was their argument, and
I think the level was higher in the past, because why did we keep the scoreboard in the 1v1? Because like Pee Wee said when I gave him a pana 6 months ago, yeah, you faked me. I thought he was shooting on a goal and then you gave me a pana. That's the whole idea behind the scoring board. Because yeah. if I score 6 goals and I want to shoot the 7th, you think you like a defender.
You want
no.
me to react, yeah.
Yeah, you want to react. But these guys, they play, they're keeping their legs shut. Yeah, of course you think the level is higher. You cannot give someone a pana because they don't mind about the goals. They just don't want to get the pana.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're more concerned about the embarrassment.
Yes, they forgot about the whole thing. That's yeah. why when we play against these guys, we just score. And at the end of the day, we're still the team that gives the most pana, because when we score a lot of goals, the defender will think, oh, these guys just want to score goals, and that's the wrong idea. When you think that I'm gonna score again, that's the moment that I will give you a pana.
Yeah.
But when I see that you're only focusing about giving me a pana, then I will
I
just
know
shut,
what you're gonna do.
Shut my legs, right?
Yeah.
Close my
exactly.
legs.
Exactly. And it's cool because we play 2 goals or 4 minutes. So it's like you either score 2 goals
yeah.
and you stay on, or you get off and you have to wait for another 25
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
Or you're right. I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird, I think it's just like a weird zone that we're in where, you know,
no, and it's a learn, like as you said, it's a wake up call. Of course. It's like
America, wake up.
Yeah, and I think not only America, it's the world.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Because
totally
over there, like now they want to implement the pana in a 3v3. Pana,
it's done.
You're done.
Yeah, that's like, crazy. That's but then what's the point?
So yeah. I think that's one way for like they want to showcase skills and stuff like that. But like I don't feel that's the right way. Like I'll go as far, maybe as far. As saying, you do pana and you retrieve the ball, maybe it's a goal or half a goal or something. But to end the game just with that's a pana, crazy. With a pana, I don't think so. Like, I sometimes do that with my kids just to motivate them. Like,
to try it.
But then you change the whole game because
yeah.
everyone is focusing on the pana, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Then why do you have goals?
Yeah.
Then just do it in a whole big circle and. Like a free fight thing, you know?
Yeah, free for all.
Hey,
yeah, free for all.
Is it just invented a game?
You just
right
invented
now?
Something.
No, because I think it's stupid. And don't call it street soccer. Call it street, I don't know, free for all.
Yeah.
Street ring.
Street
yeah.
ring, there you go.
No.
Yeah, I think what's happening from my point of view is everyone's kind of getting lost in playing soccer. It's more, now they're trying to
it's
take
a social
it to,
media
they're trying
game.
To take it, yeah, trying
it's
to take it to another
game.
Thing and trying to be, like this new innovative, like let's create this, let's create that, but it's like, it's not really.
That's
why
you can create a lot, but
yeah.
you gotta keep the basic.
Yeah.
Right. Soccer is soccer.
The foundation.
Foundation of it is
exactly. So what do they know you as? Like, do because I know some people are like, man, Izzy, automatically Aka 3000.
Yeah.
But like, what do you feel like you want to be known as far as an individual
I
player?
Think. A really productive player. I think that's where I stand for the few last years. I think because I'm seeing the street soccer thing is changing. You know, it's all about social media and everyone wants to. I just saw a movie today of a guy did like a crazy like a really crazy move. I was laughing so hard. How do you say that? Who nomina kicker yeah? Kicker, like he did a frog thing,
mm-hmm.
like the ball between his leg, and then he did like a frog, and then he jumped in front and then gave the guy a pana or something like.
Just
I was like
weird.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I thought, man, back in the days they would kick his ass when he when he did the first frog thing,
yeah.
he would get a knee on his face. You know, that's crazy. Yeah. But I think everything's changed. If you look at the hip hop game, and you know, guys. Wearing
I think social media has
yeah,
really,
yeah,
honestly, it's good, but it has killed a lot of.
It's like they
this.
Say, stop making stupid people famous.
Yeah.
No, but people like rappers wearing pink skinny jeans. You know.
Yeah. Even mumble rap though,
yeah,
is the same.
Like,
is the
yeah,
same
mumble
thing.
Rap. Yeah.
I like pink.
It's like, you know, it's crazy. I was sharing this with him. Maybe you've heard about it, but. There was a quote that said, if we focus more on education, then we wouldn't have crap music and, you know, like uneducated people.
Yeah.
Because we're getting so drawn into like, oh, you know, not going to say his name, but the guy that's been almost like 6 years in prison, like that guy.
Yeah. Oh, 6ix9ine?
Yeah. I'm not going to say his name. You know, he might come after me, but.
Tekashi 6ix9ine? Yeah.
But I'm joking. But I'm just saying like we're so caught into that like whole thing. She's laughing over here. But yeah, man, I just think like social media is a good thing, but it's also a very bad thing. Because then now, like you said, guys are doing cool stuff on social media, and yeah, then you go out and play with them and they're like terrible.
Yeah, you got a lot of social media street heroes that are hiding behind their numbers. But I respect everyone, you know, it's a hustle, and we all came from the same hustle, you know. Everyone is trying to earn money, because at the end of the day, that's what's most important.
Mm.
So if you want to do it that way, you can do it that way. I respect everyone, you know, and
But don't label yourself as a street player.
Don't,
or the best street
player. Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw a guy last week. He was doing a trick that I did when I was 15 or 14. And he gave it a name. And he was doing a tutorial of it.
Did you message him or what?
I said, because someone tagged me in it. And I said, I did this one in 1998.
Bro, how old are you?
30.
Well, he was in the game since he was young.
I'm in the game since I'm 13, so yeah. 17 years.
He was in black and whites at one point.
No, that was Edward.
No, so yeah.
VHS.
No, my luck is I came in between two generations. You know, I came when Edward and Fannenberg was really young. It's crazy, a 7 movie year. I came in two generations, you know, with Jermaine Fannenberg and Edward van Gils when they were still young, and I saw them destroying people, and I just came in and I created my own style.
They were winning.
Yeah, they were winning tournaments from 15,000, back in the days you had a lot of big tournaments like futsal tournaments where a lot of street soccer players used to play, because in Amsterdam, in Holland, what we did is, because it's cold outside, a lot of players, like street soccer players, went to play futsal because you can earn some money too.
Mm.
So that's why we went playing futsal. And I started playing futsal when I was 15 at the highest division with Edward. He's the one who asked me to come train one day. And I trained on Monday and Wednesday. And on Thursday, the coach called me and he said, hey, listen, you want to make a debut tomorrow? And I said yes. And
he said how much?
No.
Is it worth it?
Not this time.
Not this time. Normally I would, but and yeah. So I rolled into futsal, and I remember the second game and the third game. I received the ball, and I just did a aka in the sky.
Yeah.
I didn't know futsal. I didn't know how to walk I just did whatever came in my mind.
Yeah.
So did you find it easier when, because you already had this street background? Yeah. So when you went to futsal, like, okay, this is easy.
No, it was hard because futsal was, the level was higher.
Structure. Technically.
Yeah. Technically, tactic.
Yeah, okay, tactic. No, technically.
Technically, there is no technically. If you are if you are one of the best with street soccer, you can play whatever whatever underground you want.
Yeah.
Because a couple of years ago, I played on a beneficial.
Yeah, like a benefit.
A benefit game on a big field.
Charity game.
Yeah, charity game on a big field with players from Arsenal, with Anwar Shamakh or Marwan Shamakh. I don't know. He used to play with Arsenal, but I didn't know how to walk on a big field. But I know I scored the Aka goal. So yeah. So when you have your technique. You can play whatever you want.
Yeah.
You just need to how do you say that? Just need to change it to the underground that you're playing.
Adapt
your playing.
Yeah.
You mentioned yesterday that a lot of the players don't really have a good foundation on knowing where to be on the court. Why is that? Why would you say that?
No, because when I see the games here in LA, It's really hard and it's really a physical game because nobody makes space for his teammates. I think that's That's because there is no real futsal league here.
No.
There isn't. There's no federation, nothing.
No, that's why. So I think that's what they're missing, because they're just running behind the ball like chickens.
Mm.
And nobody's thinking, and everyone wants to give a pana, and everyone wants to score, but nobody's really playing with an ID. But I can't blame the guys, because they don't know better.
Mm. No.
Because in Holland, we have the futsal, right?
Yeah.
So when you play futsal, you learn how to walk. So if you're a street soccer player and then you know how to walk, you can adapt, combine those two, and then you're a really good street soccer player.
Yeah, I could see where you see, I could see now like how you see us now. No, not because us in general, but like.
No, like because when I signed a contract with the professional team in Spain, Inter Movistar with Ricardinho, I was lost too. But when I came into the field, I said to myself, okay, listen, I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to walk or how to create space for someone. But I know if I have the ball, nobody will take the ball from me.
Mm.
So I understand if you don't know how to walk. But here in the States, what I see that they really don't know how to walk. Like, they know nothing.
They're trying to run.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone runs just behind the ball, and they try. And even the physical thing, they don't know how to use their body too, because they're playing really hard, but they don't know how. Because if you're using your body in the right, in the good way, you don't even need to be a strong player.
No, you don't. I know how
just to be smart.
Play. You just gotta be smart. You know, just know how to push or how to avoid. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of space, great space when you can fill a lot of information in. And I'm willing to help, you know, but they gotta listen, you know.
Yeah, you gotta. You should be the guy that starts the federation,
the futsal federation.
Futsal federation of
no,
America.
Because I'm not in street soccer world. I earned my stripes.
Yeah.
But in futsal world, I didn't earn a lot of stripes, because when you're in the futsal world, I didn't win any big prizes with futsal.
Mm.
I know how to walk because I think I'm a smart player for myself, but. If you want to start a futsal federation, I think you need someone from Spain or something, you know, like a Ricardinho. He's the one who, you know, he's...
Or Iran.
Yeah, or a guy from Iran. No, I think because we got to be honest, you know, in street soccer, okay, I can learn you a lot, you know, I can teach all these guys, but in futsal, I got my basics, but I think if you want a real futsal player, you need the type of Ricardinho, Falcao, you know, those guys.
Big names.
Yeah. Because, everyone has his own world, right?
Yeah.
They're the guys in futsal world, and we are the guys in the street soccer world.
Yeah.
But you saw Ricardinho using my AK on the futsal, so.
Yeah. Must be proud.
Yeah, of course, because I showed him that trick on training one time, and he wrote it in his book. He got a book, and he said, like, that I showed him how to do it. So that's good. He gave me credit.
Yeah. Respect.
One of the things that you mentioned I think is pretty big is you said, because we always talk about playing free, but you mentioned like tournaments be the big name. Would you encourage younger guys who are trying to come up with a team to just enter as many tournaments as possible and play?
Nowadays, social media, everyone says, everyone has titles between, best street soccer player, best this, best that. But back in the days, you were the best if you had the most titles, right? Because men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So if you think you're better than me, but I won more trophies than you, you can say whatever you want, but I won more trophies. So I encourage the guys to play a lot of tournaments, because that's what when you write your name, you can write whatever. Everyone can write, I won 20 this on Instagram, and I won this, and I'm the best, and this and that. But if your face has never been shown on any big tournament, who are you?
Exactly. What do you think, Pee-wee? What's your thoughts on that?
I agree, and that's another thing that we were talking about over there in Europe, is that how come everybody has all these titles? Like Fatih from Germany, he was saying, like, now I feel like I'm playing with pussycats, he said. Like, how come... I heard him. I was right there. He said, like, how come the legends are playing physical and they're winning, or, like, and they're not complaining about people being physical to them? So how come we cannot be physical and still play our style? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Now people like they don't like to get touched or a little chub, you know, to get the balls, like.
Because they, I think, because they lost the street, the soccer in their brains, because they think it's freestyle, or I don't know what they're thinking. They think, oh, why do you push me that? Now I can't do my trick. Mm. But the trick you're doing is based on a reaction from a defender back in the days. That's how that trick ever created. Because all the tricks that we're doing is we're being pushed and kicked. And
so you're trying to get around that.
Yeah. That's why you're using the trick, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Because if you're not getting pushed or jabbed or whatever, you can just run, right?
Yeah, that's true. You can be faster. Yeah. I mean, stronger, yeah. No, that's definitely true. It's interesting to hear you say this stuff, and kind of gives me a different perspective of.
I think tricks is for people that are not that strong and not that fast, because we're using these tricks to still beat our defender. Because if I'm strong and I'm fast, why should I do any tricks?
Yeah.
I just run, right? And push you away.
I'm going to show you a video. I don't want you to say names or anything. But I want you to teach. Is this what you're talking about? When people are... Yeah, just press play.
You don't have internet.
Yeah. See?
What? I didn't understand.
1 minute, guys. They're watching a video.
Who's watching?
You guys are watching a video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is this what he means by using the tricks when you need it and whatnot?
Who gave who?
I'll tell you later. But that's what you mean, right? Like, you could lose the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
You know, and you know what I see a lot now these days with these new players? They do like 400 tricks, and they end up with a trick that's old. Like, they do a lot of tricks, and then they...
The basic, yeah.
Why don't you just do the basic then?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, man. Well, listen, I'm really happy to hear this from you, and it's dope to hear from someone on a different level. Yeah. And Pee-wee, it's... You didn't get bantered today, which is nice, because that was bad yesterday.
Today was rated G.
Rated G.
No, I think
yesterday was POV.
Yesterday was bad, man.
No, yesterday. No, I think yesterday was I came in hot, because I just.
He hadn't seen me since Amsterdam,
dude. So
I went to his practice, and
this is what he did. He said, "What's up, Sean? What's up, Pee-wee? Pee-wee. Why is it in it to win it?" And then he starts going off, dude, for 45 minutes.
No, like when I saw him in Amsterdam this time, I was like, damn.
He's fit.
Like, yeah, he's fit. He's running all over. He was just joking around. Like, he was like the Joker and shit. Like, and he had the ball running. It's like, Pee-wee. I'm like, the fuck? You know? It's like, it's a game to him, you know? And that's a high level I'm supposed to, like.
No, yeah. When I'm being harsh to you, I like you, because if
so
I don't
so
like
you, don't like me. So that's what you're saying. You don't like me.
But okay. you and me are not on the same business, right?
Yeah. I mean,
don't answer.
I was gonna buy you lunch, man, and it wasn't
food.
It wasn't vegan either.
No, man, I don't want to be.
It was Chick-fil-A actually.
Oh,
yeah, but you know.
But
what?
I heard you're sponsored, so you ain't buying nothing.
No, you know what? Forget this guy.
No, I think. Why I'm so harsh to Pee-wee, because I hope he will listen to me, you know, because he's not listening now. He's on his phone all the time.
Always.
No,
he never works.
Ice cold. He's like,
you know, Pee-wee
always trying to find Izzy. He's driving around.
Pee-wee always has something to say. If you say it's black, no, it's gray, but because the sun is not here.
He's because he's hard-headed.
I'm a philosopher.
Yeah, he's hard-headed. Yeah, he's hard-headed. I think if he listened 6 months ago, I think he would won this tournament of YouTube last week. YouTube, right?
No, it was LAFC. YouTube is part of LAFC.
I think he would won.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
But I mean, I was
every dying. Time I w- every time I see Pee-wee, he always saying, "Yeah, but you didn't see all the guys." What you?
And
winter is coming or something? Game of Thrones? I didn't see all the.
It's always one missing.
Yeah, always one missing. Yeah, no, he didn't
no,
see everyone.
Two missing tonight, so that's sad.
Who's missing tonight?
Yuli and Joel.
Oh. No, but I already saw them. I know those two names. I know.
All right. Anyways, yeah, he says I don't listen like 6 months ago. Or like, I don't know.
I mean,
like, we haven't entered a tournament in a long time. Yeah, we haven't. Or anything, like, we've just been
behind. But they don't really host them like big frequently? Ones.
No.
It's never.
It's like, only big it's five aside and walls. Those are the ones that they're like 15 grand.
Or it's invitation only.
Why?
Don't know.
Because the brands, like the people writing it, they only invite certain people.
It's very like, this person come, this one can't. So, it's in our defense over here on this side, you know, of the country, it's pretty hard because no one constantly does tournaments.
Yeah, but also in Europe they don't do constantly tournaments. But I think if they do a tournament.
But yeah, but yours is, I think yours are bigger though. Like there's like cash prize. Like these are charity. It's all charity based.
Some of them.
That's what I see.
I think on tournaments, there's where you get the best footage, right?
Yeah.
No,
and I was gonna say something about your practice. Like I saw a lot of the guys using street moves this time more than the last time I went.
Yeah.
It was really nice to see how they were incorporating the moves into their
futsal.
Play. It was really dope.
No, but practicing is always different. Yeah. I think the way I practice is not the way I play.
No, but like last time I went to your practice, they were not doing that. Yeah, but they were no.
Oh, the last
last time.
They 6 months
were not,
ago.
Yeah, no. 6 months ago they were really not doing that.
No.
But this time I went, I was like, whoa, dope.
No. Cool, bro. Pew, you have anything else you want to touch on with Izzy? Because he's like, you know. Anything that comes from his mouth is really good, so we should tune in and listen.
I think
he hasn't told me anything, by the way. He always gives you advice, but he doesn't give me any advice.
Well, I can't give you advice.
Am I just I'm good, right?
Yeah, you're good.
That's okay, a video. Cool. He got you good twice.
I like the
way. I mean, that's fine.
I like the way you work. So
I don't play as much as I used to, but that's fine. I mean,
no, but you're not the one who's representing street soccer. So if I give you a pana, it doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing that you bump into Floyd Mayweather and he give you a punch, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, it's
the same thing, you know.
It's normal that I give you a pun, right?
I'd rather you do it.
Yeah, than he do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course. Because then I'm gonna have to hear it from him all day long.
And I think the level differences.
Yeah, so it's a lot different.
No, I think if you give me a pun too, I don't mind because
I mean, this is what I will say. My defense is, and I hope this doesn't. You know, mess up our friendship now. Yeah. But I took you and Edward off like twice when we played. So I was happy about that.
No, but that's a good thing too.
I mean, I didn't do anything fancy. I just scored.
You won.
Yeah.
No, but I respect that too.
But I'll take it.
No, I think I think too. If you gave me a pun, I don't mind.
I probably couldn't do that though.
No, but even though you gave me one,
accidental one maybe.
Yeah, but because I think if you're not on the same level in or the same state of mind, like you're not a street soccer player.
No.
So if you gave me one, but if I know that you're, like a representative of street soccer and you want to give me to build your name on my back. That won't happen.
Yeah. But I wouldn't tell you though, that's the thing. I would say I'm gonna score. And then I would see? I'm learning. You see that?
Yeah, no,
I'm already listening.
But even I don't think so. You're way too slow. I probably could read your mind.
Probably.
Anyways, I'm gonna stop this podcast episode because I'm getting tired of Izzy. But but yeah, it's cool to have you, man.
Welcome.
Really appreciate you being here.
Until next time.
Yeah, until next time. We'll do a part three. Hopefully,
3 months or something.
Yeah, 3 months.
3 months.
I don't know because Pee-wee, he says a lot, but he doesn't do nothing. So I don't know. Maybe I need to find a new representative. Maybe I can ask someone to send me an email.
Shout out right now. Like, anybody want to help Izzy right now?
Send him an email.
Click on the bio.
I'm looking for a new representative.
Hey, also, make sure he doesn't get hurt before he comes here to play.
No, but that, believe me, that's a bad take.
Yeah.
That's not only because it's playing in my mind, man. It's still leaking.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday again in my jeans. So trust me, between my ears is.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Nasty. I don't even want to see it.
Yeah,
I'm afraid to see
it. You gotta change it for him, bro.
Nah, I'm cool.
No, man, I don't want his nasty fingers touching my wand, man. It'll grow a feet out of my leg.
It's disgusting.
Can you end it?
Yeah. But yeah, hey guys. All right. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for being on. And for those of you that are listening, we'll catch you guys on the next episode.